Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Sciola. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Sciola. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Rosar scores. Rocco goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Peters goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellage hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Sciola fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is hit by the pitch. Suter moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. Hall moves to second. Lucilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 0-for-1 in the game. Sciola hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Hall moves to third. Swift moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. Wellage moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-2 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall is hit by the pitch. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 0-for-2 in the game. Sciola hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Wellage moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wellage moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripple for the out. Wellage scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swift strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 0 for 3 in the game. Sciola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Mack moves to second. 1 out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sciola juggles the ball. That's an error on Sciola. Mack moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Peters goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage throws the ball into Suter, who tags Cullenbine trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hockett scores. 2 outs. It's 10-5, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.